bookcase and a photograph in a frame. The wall behind him is fitted with bookshelves, on which an adept eye can measure the parson's casuistry and divinity by Maurice's theological essays, and a complete set of Browning's poems, and the reformer's politics by a yellow-backed Progress and Poverty, Fabian Essays, A Dream of John Bull, Marx's Capital, and half a dozen other literary landmarks in socialism. Facing him on the other side of the room near the typewriter is the door. Further down, opposite the fireplace, a bookcase stands on a cellarette with a sofa near it. There is a generous fire burning, and the hearth, with a comfortable armchair and a black japanned flower-painted coal scuttle at one side, a miniature chair for children on the other, a varnished wooden mantelpiece with neatly molded shelves, tiny bits of mirror let into the panels, a traveling clock in a leather case, the inevitable wedding present, and on the wall above a large autotype of the chief figure in Titian's Assumption of the Virgin is very inviting. Altogether, the room is the room of a good housekeeper, vanquished, as far as the table is concerned, by an untidy man, but elsewhere mistress of the situation. The furniture in its ornamental aspect betrays the style of the advertised drawing-room suite of the pushing suburban furniture dealer. But there is nothing useless or pretentious in the room, money being too scarce in the house of an East End parson to be wasted on